every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, the Nitro Boats EQ Series, and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Now, the Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Tournament tab and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. Members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, you can follow Bassmaster on all of our social media accounts, the Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS, and on X at Bassmaster, and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on the Bassmaster Radio logo. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by Rapala, VMC, and 13 Fishing. And we have a great deal for you right now. At Rapala.com, you can shop all the products the top pros in the business use, and you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these products myself and couldn't be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com, including the 13 Fishing Oath Rods, the best rod on the market for less than $100. Today, we bring you the Nitro Boats Angler of the Year, Fisher Anaya, and the last man to get qualified for the 2026 Elite Field, Brock Rinkenmeyer. In the Rapala Winner Circle, we have the champ from Okeechobee, Caleb Hudson, who is also a freshly minted Elite, qualifying 7th in the points. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, I thought, you know, for this one, what a great opportunity. We talked to the angler of the year to kind of finish first, and we'll talk to the guy that slipped in the 10th spot, the final guy to qualify for the elites. And in this particular tournament at Okeechobee, Brock Renkemeyer finished 30th in the tournament, and he had 9 pounds and 14 ounces on day two with just 4 fish, gave him 20 pounds and 5 ounces for the tournament, and went home. And lo and behold, the next day, it turned out that he was the final qualifier for the Elite Series, and so he missed the champagne shower. He will get his check for $3,500 for being 10th in the Angler of the Year points, but he also joins us now. Here's Willie introduce you to Brock Renkemeyer here on Bassmaster Radio. Brock, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. So I was trying to come up with various reasons as to why you might have taken off, you know, like it was something important, that somebody's having a baby. But the reason that you left was because you felt like probably there was no shot of you making it to the top 10, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, there ain't no way them boys ain't going to catch him.
So did you watch it on, Championship Saturday? Were you following it? Did you watch it? When did you find out that, oh my gosh, I made it to the elites?
Well, I didn't watch any of it because I was like, I just don't even want to know. I'm going to just wait until the weigh-in's over and look. And then my buddy called me right before the weigh-in was over, and he's like, dude, you did it. I'm like, no way. Might have shed a couple tears, I think.
That is incredible. Now, I think I was standing next to tournament director Hank Weldon when he called you. I think he called you looking for you to see if you were around. Do you remember that phone call, getting a call from Hank?
Yeah, it was. That's whenever I knew it was official. I'm like, no way happening right now.
That is incredible. So you missed the champagne shower, which, you know, kept you from getting all sticky and nasty with those guys, but you know, that would I would imagine there's a little regret there, right? You would have been like to have been there for that.
Oh yeah, I definitely feel pretty bad about not being there. It looked like you guys did it upright, and it looked like a cool time.
Yeah, it was a good time for sure for those guys that made it in, except for Anaya. He had to have grapefruit juice or grape juice.
I've seen that.
It was Welsh's grape juice. Kid can't even have a beer after the tournament. I mean, it's crazy. Now you're not one of these 20-somethings that's coming right out of college or right out of high school in Anaya's case. You've been around for a minute. Just talk about your path to get to this point where you thought, you know what, I'm now in my early 30s, I need to make a run at this.
Yeah, I mean, we started off doing the MLF stuff, and I was lucky enough to win a Toyota Series a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of kick-started, like, wow, maybe we can do this on a national level. And so we signed up for the Invitationals and did pretty decent in those, just barely didn't make that. And then we all committed to the Opens because we're like, man, we want to go to the Classic. That's I mean, since I was born, basically, I've always been thinking about the Classic. So, and I've been me and my buddy fished the team championship one year, I think 2019, mm-hmm. and I missed the Classic by like 4 ounces.
Wow.
And that really burned the fire then.
Yeah. Now, when you say we, you keep talking about like your crew. Who are the guys that you run with out there on the open schedule and you room with and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, we're all Ozark guys. So it's me, Michael Harlan, and Brad Jelinek. We room together and we share info and do what we can to help each other.
Yeah.
And make everything cheaper whenever we stay.
Yeah. It's great stuff. Talk about the tournament itself at Okeechobee. I think you finished 30th in the event. That's what sent you home. You felt like that was it, and you had a couple of good tournaments at Champlain and at Wheeler. But you know, it was a grinder out there for everybody. Talk about how it went for you.
Oh, it was super grindy. I honestly fished the lake the whole time. I fished the west wall the whole entire tournament, and I started off throwing a swim jig and a little bit of frog, but then I got a little frog bite dialed in. Like later in the day, the last 2 hours, I caught my 5 fish in like the last 2 hours, and they were just hammering the frog. And then the second day, I went out there and I said, I'm either making it with the frog or I'm not. So I committed with the frog, and man, I seen some blow-ups that I'm still having flashbacks on, and they just weren't eating it very good.
So,
but the first fish I caught was mm-hmm. a 5.5 pounder at like 8 a.m.
Wow. So it felt like
oh, we are on our way.
You're feeling really good about that at that
yeah.
particular point in time.
Yeah.
So out of your crew, you're the one that makes it to the Elite. You got to find a new group though, right? You got to find a couple of new guys to travel with or what's the deal there?
Yeah. I'm going to have to call around and see if I can buddy up with somebody and make it a little cheaper for us.
This is a pretty good rookie class. You know, when you look at it, it's fascinating because there's Fisher, as we talked about him, 19 years old, right out of high school. Russ Lane was second in the points, and Russ is the veteran of the group, 16 years. He had already fished on the Elite, so he'd been around for a minute. And so that's kind of cool. And then there's guys like yourself that are kind of like in the middle of all of this thing. So it was kind of a really nice mix in this class.
Yeah, I thought that was super cool to see Russ Lane make it back. He had a hell of a year. His last three tournaments were phenomenal.
Being a Missouri guy, who's your heroes growing up in terms of professional fishing? Who are the guys that you looked at and said, yeah, I want to be like that?
I actually got some local heroes. I mean, they just fish regionally, mm-hmm. which would be Roger Fitzpatrick and Dennis Burhorst. I always looked up to those two, but they're like Lake of the Ozarks guys. And then, I don't know, on the pro circuit, man, there's quite a few that I like. I mean, Jason Christie always sticks out
sure.
for me. He's always been one of my heroes.
Mm-hmm. If you were to describe your style of fishing, you know, what is your style?
I like dragging around a lot. I would say I move pretty slow. Mm-hmm. I like dragging a brush hog and stuff around. Counting rocks, structure fishing, I would say, for the most part.
Yeah. How do you feel about the upcoming season with the, you know, half the tournaments with and half the tournaments without forward-facing sonar? Does that excite you or does that make you nervous?
I like it. I'm a big fan of not doing like half the day with it. Like I'd rather have it or not have it. 'Cause like that's too many ways to practice. You have to practice if you can use it and then not use it, you know? So if you go into one without it, you're going to practice not using it the whole time. So I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
I like the format.
Any experience on Gunnersville? You'll start out your elite career February 5th through the 8th at Gunnersville. Have you had much experience there?
I've been there one time. So I think the no live scope on that one will definitely help me there.
Yeah. Well, they did. It worked out. I mean, I know it was a coin toss, but it worked out. If you're going to have two tournaments in Alabama, one with and one without, the without would be Gunnersville, and the with would definitely be Lake Martin. That's for sure. Those two.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Is there anything specifically that you look forward to on the Elite Tour when you look at the schedule now, you know, with the 10-Tom and the Arkansas River and Murray and Cooper, you know, Sandy Cooper and so on? Is there one that you kind of got circled and say, yeah, that's going to be cool?
I feel like Lake Martin. I watched a little bit about Lake Martin, or the college kids were just there fishing some Logan Parks deal.
Yeah.
And I thought that lake kind of looks like it fits my style.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's really cool. Are you working on sponsors and things like that? Are you pretty much in decent shape to hit the elites?
We're going to work hard the next couple months and try to get all of our ducks in a row, but we'll get it all figured out.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of Brock Rankenmeyer, who's listening to this show and then wants to attach themselves to an Elite Series pro, how do they find you? Do you got a fishing site or a Facebook site, or how do they track you down?
Yeah, I got a Facebook, Brock Rankenmeyer, and I got an Instagram.
All right, there you go, Brock.
And that's Brock Rinkemeyer as well.
Yeah, Brock Rinkemeyer, one of the newest elites. He'll be a rookie this upcoming season. Brock, we appreciate you. Congratulations on making it to the elites, and we will chat down the road.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, when we come back, the EQ AOY Fisher and Naya is up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and a different kind of Rapala winner circle, you know? I mean, we did that with Caleb Hudson, who won the tournament, but as I said, in the Open, it was Fisher Anaya who ended up winning Angler of the Year in the EQs, and what a year he had, not only in the EQs, in fact, not only in the Opens, he made a few bucks in some other tournaments as well with some other organizations, if you know what I'm saying, but he is now an Elite Series angler. He is 19 years old. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And he joins us now on the VMC. Hooky, by the way, is a Rapala Crush City VMC 13 fishing kind of guy, just like we are here at Bassmaster Radio. Fisher, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I know that you've been gearing towards this, you know, basically since you were born, but you know, you go all the way back to when you finished second in a Bassmaster Junior Southern Open in Guntersville, and it has been a mercurial run since then. But did you think it would happen this quick, that you would be an elite, you know, before your 20th birthday?
No, not even close. Like, I was thinking maybe 25, somewhere in that range, but I mean, as stout as the competition is in the Opens, to do it in 1 year is crazy.
And it's not easy, right? I mean, you're not one to say, well, this wasn't very hard. I mean, I know you were, you know, you were third in the team championship. You were third in the high school national championship and so on last year in 2024. But what you've done here and what you did in the Opens, 9th, 11th, 11th, 24, 19, 5, 3, you know, in these EQs, you made it look easy, but it's not easy, right? I mean, you understand that.
Yeah, it's far from easy. I mean, like, you show up to a lake and you practice everything like that, and you go to the meeting and you're talking to guys and you're like, you know, I'm thinking, 14 pounds would be good here. And they're like, you might as well try to catch 16, because whatever you think you're going to need, you're going to need more than that. So it's like, always what you catch in practice, add 2 pounds to it of what you think it's going to take.
Yeah, and boy, you had an interesting week at Clewiston for sure. And just talk about, you know, being out there and having, I think it was a day one, you had 4 fish that weighed 7 pounds, and then you had an 8-pounder, something like that, 8-13. You won the Big Bass of the tournament, the Phoenix Boats Big Bass of the tournament as well. And that's the nature of Okeechobee, right? I mean, a bunch of little fish and then a slaunch.
Yeah, that's a Florida bag if I've ever had one. I pulled into that area. I caught the big one in practice, and I caught 3 over 7, like, really quick. And I was like, maybe it's something, like, there's some big ones swimming around where there's just not many of them. We're just going to have to wing it. And I pulled in there, and when I say it took all day, the first 2 days to catch them, like, I mean, daylight till when I had to come check in, I was trying to catch 5. And the first day I caught 5 fish, 4 of those being 12 inches, and then had one right at 9. So without that fish, I'm not fishing the third day, and I've got like 4 pounds. It's crazy how a big one can just jump you through a tournament. Like, you can ride that fish all the way through the last day.
Yeah, and I talked to your cameraman a little bit, and he was talking about you following that fish and chasing that fish all the way from the bridge in the canal that you were fishing to where you caught it. I don't know exactly how far that was. You said that on Bassmaster Live as well, that you had been chasing that fish using your forward-facing sonar. Describe that a little bit for the listeners, you know, in terms of how far that fish was moving, because a lot of times they think that these big bass especially, they'll just hunker down and sit in one spot, but you chase that sucker down like it was a deer.
Right. It was, I seen her that morning pretty early, and there was actually 2 of them there. And I told my camera guy, and I was like, dude, they're both giants if I can get them to bite. And then what was honestly weird, it's like the roles reversed. I wasn't chasing her. She was chasing me. So, like, I would pull her to the boat, and then she would chase the boat around. Like, she was so close to my trolling motor, all I could see on my scope was her nose. That's how close she was under the trolling motor.
Wow.
And she chased me around for probably 20 minutes the first time I seen her. I finally got away from her. I watched her swim back to the bridge. I come back to her an hour later. She bit twice on the first cast, sat up under the boat, and I just turned around with the trolling motor on 10 and started running away from her. And I mean, I was probably going 3.5 miles an hour, and she was hanging with the boat chasing me.
That is incredible. That is just nuts, man. Fisher and I, third place at Okeechobee. That was good for $9,626, but then he picks up another $45,500 for being the angler of the year as well. So a tidy little 55 grand. He's made over 100 grand with bass. He's also made close to that, you know, in other organizations as well. So he's made a lot of money. You know, a lot of guys at your age are just starting to open checking accounts and things like that. Where did you do with all of this money? It's not sitting in a coffee can buried in the backyard, is it?
No, I spend most of it. I mean, fishing's not a cheap sport. So, I mean, as much as you make it, the more you're going to spend. So I just try to save as much as I can and then invest it all in fishing and keep chasing the dream.
Yeah, Fisher and I. Ava, Alabama is where he is from, which is a hotbed of fishing. He's in between some great, great lakes, certainly there. Gunnersville is a lake that he would call a home lake, but also other great waters there, Smith Lake and not too far from Wheeler as well. So that's his neck of the woods. And you got to be excited that your Elite Series career will start on your home pond at Gunnersville.
It's going to be great. And, I mean, I get to sleep in my own bed. So that's the major thing. That's the most fun about it is I ain't got to drive 10 hours, 12 hours somewhere. So I get to sleep in my own bed. And having as much knowledge as I do on that pond, I do like that it's not Ford Fashion. I think that's going to play
really
a big role in some local knowledge there. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, and I always joke around with people, you don't need forward-facing sonar to find a bridge, you know, at Gunnersville. I mean, you know, goodness gracious. But so that time of year when you guys will be fishing late February, so you're not intimidated at all by taking that forward-facing transducer off your boat?
No, I think it's fun. I might not catch them. I might catch them. Who knows? But I've fished there all my life, and February is the one time of the year that I love to go fish it without forward-facing sonar. The fish are biting, they're getting ready, they're pre-spawning, they're grouping up. So you can really catch them on a chatterbait and a trap out of shallow grass.
So before it goes off limits, you'll fish that way, right? Or do you use the forward-facing to try and find some things and so on, knowing that you can't use it in the tournament? Will you use it in your pre-fish? You obviously can't use it in official practice, but in your pre-fish, will you use it?
Probably not, honestly. I'll probably go out there, and what I'm mainly going to use is 360 and side scan, and I'll idle these grass flats and find the grass lines where the shell bed starts meeting the grass, anything like that, et cetera. And then by the time the tournament gets here, they're going to be in some stage on different lines of shell and different lines of grass. So all I have to do is go sling around and find them. But side 360 be the two main flows.
Elite Series rookie Fisher Anaya joining us off of his Elite Qualifier Angler of the Year run. Three grueling tournaments. It started at Champlain, went through Decatur, Alabama at Wheeler, and ended up in Clewiston, Florida at Okeechobee, where he got it done. He was 19th, 5th, and 3rd. I mean, that is some serious stuff there for Fisher Anaya. And let's talk about one of the things that you did some serious damage on at Okeechobee is that new big freeloader. I know when it came out a couple of years ago from Crest City, I was really excited about it, and there was a lot of money that's been made on that thing. But I used to say, man, I just wish I could get this in a bigger piece. And now they got one. It's a 6.25-inch one, and it's not on the street yet. Will be soon. But that's what you use to do a lot of your damage there, right?
Yeah, I weighed in a bunch of my bass on it. Probably 4 or 5 of them come on the 6.25 freeloader. The rest come on a Crush City Janitor on Nico, and then a Rapala Maverick 110 jerkbait old shad.
Yeah, I like that Janitor on the Nico rig as well. The Pig Stick is a favorite of mine. When using a wacky rig, you know, I don't know how much you've used that as well, but I love that Pig Stick. It's like it's got a little bit more bulk to it, if you will.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely good. And that Nico rig with the Janitor scared me through a lot. Like, I caught almost every single bass I weighed in on it at Wheeler, and then carry it into Okeechobee, and I catch them down there on it.
How do you like the new topwater and the Mavericks that came out this past year? If you're a jerkbait fisherman, you got to love that. But how do you like the new topwater to jowler as well?
The jowler's phenomenal, especially living here real close to Smith at the Heron Lake. I get to go play with that all the time. And right now is the best time of the year to go do it. It's cooling off. They're biting topwater. They're feeding up. So that jowler just fits a perfect image of a big heron.
Now, I understand you're running 13 fishing rods and reels as well, or at least rods.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite model there?
Oh, man. I love the Myth lineup. The Myth lineup's probably been the best. That rod's been really, really good for me this year. I love the jerkbait rod. It's phenomenal. The Minna shaking rods, they're great for a Minna.
Don't let Gerald Swindle let you hear that, though. You know what I mean? Because he'd be like, why aren't you fishing my stuff over there as well? Because I know they've been really good, too. All right. Let's just talk a little bit, too, about not only, you know, you qualifying, but then that moment afterwards where everybody had their champagne and you had your grapefruit juice or whatever it was, grape juice. Yep. And what a great moment that was, especially with Russ Lane turning and spraying you down as well, which I thought was cool. The oldest qualifier and the youngest qualifier.
Yeah, I got done dirty on that one. They gave me mine with a lid on it. Everybody else was the lid off. So I got a late start. I done jumped the gun on them and I was done. I stuck getting sprayed.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of enthusiasm though, and a really great class of rookies that you come in with. Over the last few years, we have seen these rookies come in and do some great damage, and so now that's a strong legacy for you to step into when you look at what some of the guys did last year as rookies.
100%. The rookies we got coming in this year, like there's a couple of the guys I do know personally that's going to be really, really good, and they're going to catch them really well next year. And dude, there's even a handful of guys that didn't make it that's really talented, and it shows how flawless of a season you got to have to make it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Fisher Anaya has been our guest. Fisher, we appreciate you. Top three after every Elite Series event, come on the show, so stay loose. You know, if I'm calling you, that's a good thing.
That's the plan.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Congratulations, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Gunnersville.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you. That's Fisher Anaya. That's a good young man. It's another rising superstar, if you will. All right, we'll get a break in here. We will come back with more right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com. And start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for, well, the official Rapala Winner's Circle, because the guy that won at Lake Okeechobee was one Caleb Hudson, fresh out of the college series and into the opens and qualifies for the EQs. And not only that, he has qualified for the elites, finished seventh in the AOI standing. So it was a really good week for him. He also made the Bassmaster Classic. I mean, the trifecta is what he hit at Lake Okeechobee this past week. He joins us now on the VMC line. And Caleb, well, congratulations on the win, man. I don't know which of these things resonate more with you. You've made the Classic, you win the event, and you also, you know, qualify for the elites.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, I mean, I was definitely blessed last week, and you know, if we had to rank them, of course, the Elite Series was number one in mine, but the win was amazing also. It was a feeling like no other, and the Classic is just something on everyone's bucket list. So I did hit the trifecta there. So
yeah. Let's talk about the tournament first before we get into the details of your season and so on. This was an interesting thing. I mean, you came out of the gate with 10 pounds, 9 ounces with five fish. You don't think that's, you know, not that very on Okeechobee-like, if you will, but maybe it is, you know, who knows, bunch of 2-pounders. Day two, you whacked them. I mean, 25-7 on day two. Talk about the difference between day one and day two. What were you doing different, if anything, or was it just the big girls came to see you?
So the only difference that I can think in day one and day two is, you know, in practice we had that 2 days of that really harsh cold front that came through, especially for where we were. And I'm not a Florida guy, but everybody in Florida has been telling me that all it takes is a couple days once November rolls around, and as soon as it starts to warm back up, that's when they go up to spawn, or at least start thinking about it. And day one, I had, I believe, it just got flooded with bass. And actually, when I was bagging my fish, I had all five basically 2-pounders, and they were just as healthy, as mean as they could be, and they were peeing everywhere. And everybody knows that's a sign for when the bucks are getting ready to spawn. And I was kind of like, okay, that's weird. That's a good sign. And then day two, they just flooded into the area I was fishing. And I didn't catch many. There was plenty more there, but I got the right bites that day for sure.
Yeah, so you didn't change areas or anything. They just kind of came to you a little bit. And then on day three, you split the difference with 16-6. Are you thinking at any particular point in time? I mean, you only win this thing by a half a pound or so. Are you thinking at any point in time when you're coming back on day three that you've let this thing slip away?
Man, I never thought in a million years that I had what it took to win, honestly, coming into weigh-in. And then I couldn't bring myself to ask anyone what they had at weigh-in either. So I'm kind of just sitting there by myself, and I'm just – all the thoughts were going through my head. And, you know, a couple people came up and talked to me. I was like, man, it was kind of tough today, it sounds like. And then I was like, okay, I might have a shot. And then, you know, the infamous Robert G.
Mm-hmm.
I started hearing a few rumors that he had them, and that was when I started to get a little nervous. And I mean, he put on a show for everyone as well, and he did a great job and got real close.
Yeah,
like, well, made me nervous for sure.
It did get real close, and I remember standing on the stage. I remember saying that you needed, I don't know, 15-6 to win, or you know 15-7 to take first place, or something like that. And you guys were standing behind me. And one of you said,
I don't know if it was G saying to you, you got 16 pounds, or you saying to him, I got 16. Right before I called off, you know, your winning weight, I heard somebody behind me say, it's 16 pounds, and Robert knew at that point in time it was over before I said it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Robert was he was a great sport on the stage right then, and he congratulated me before it was even over. I knew it was going to be tight. Honestly, I've had scales go either way before, so I wasn't 100% certain, but, you know, I had a good feeling I had over 16. And once I knew that I needed just under that bubble of 16, I really thought I had it. So, but yes, sir.
Now, was this the first time you'd seen Okeechobee?
Yes, sir, it was. First trip down there.
See, and my family has lived there for 40 years down in Fort Myers, and I lived there for several years. I still have family down there, so I get down there all the time, and I've fished that lake the first time in 1981, so I've been on that lake a lot over the years. Never shook a minnow on that lake and never threw a jerkbait on that lake. I mean, that's just not the typical thing, but it was so much different with the canals being in play and the low water and everything else. I mean, just talk about how you found this pattern, because most of the fish you caught were shaking a minnow on a spinning rod. We never even took a spinning rod with us back in the day out there on Okeechobee. Are you kidding me? You didn't even have one.
Yes, sir. No, I know it was definitely a little untraditional. But so, I mean, the only reason really I looked up and found this area was because of how practice was. You know, first day it was great weather. It was nice and warm, slick and sunny. And I practiced on the lake. I actually caught some pretty decent fish. I, you know, caught a 5-pounder, caught a 4, you know, on the main lake, just flipping around and stuff. And I think it was, you know, later in the first day, and I was like, what am I doing here? You know, I knew that the rest of practice, I wasn't going to be able to get back out there just because of the wind and stuff like that. So I ran back into the Rim Canal, fished a couple hours there, and I wound up catching a 7-pounder on one stretch that afternoon. Never hit it again until day two, where I caught that second 7-pounder. And so that's how I found that area. And then day three of practice, late in the afternoon, riding down the Rim Canal, and I always, when I go new places, I always leave my mapping. I always have a little sliver of my through-hole transducer, and I'm just riding down the canal, and I notice it jumps up, and then it drops straight back off. Mm-hmm. So I mark a waypoint on the high spot, and I mark a waypoint on the low spot, and I come back a couple hours later, and I just kind of start looking around, and it didn't take very long, and I see something swimming straight at me, and I said, man, that's got to be a bass, and I just kind of barely flipped the jerkbait out there, popped it a couple times, and I caught one. It was a 4, 4.5-pounder, and I was like, oh, okay. And that fish right there is what keyed me in. Without that one bass, I probably would have never stuck around to continue to do what I did the rest of the week.
Yeah, Okeechobee champ and new elite Caleb Hutson is our guest. He is out of Lincolnton, Georgia, lives right there at Clark's Hill Reservoir, would be his home waters. And you and Tanner Hatton got an electronics rigging business, right? So, I mean, you know, people always talk about you young guys and how good you are with the electronics and the forward-facing sonar. And, of course, you know, that's going to be half the tournaments this year on the Elite Series. But you guys, I mean, it's a perfect job for being an Elite Series angler. And, you know, and you might even pick up some new customers, you know, doing this electronic rigging business of yours.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it definitely, it all comes together. I love working in the industry. I have my entire life, pretty much since I was in high school, I've had a job, whether it was, you know, tying jigs for greenfish tackle or, mm-hmm. you know, working at a tackle shop. And a couple of years ago, we opened this up, and we've been blessed. We've been growing ever since. And, this right here has definitely elevated our skill set when it comes to knowing how to tweak things, knowing how to read things better. You know, just because you put a different graph on everybody's boat, and then you have to teach them how to use it. So I'm teaching myself the entire time. So I'm learning little things here and there. And that's just how by default, we're made to stay on top of our game with our electronics.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, you and I both run Phoenix Boats. We're title sponsored by Phoenix, and they've got that E2 wiring system. And I would think that that's listen, I've got forward facing, I've got 4 units on my boat, I guess I get all of that stuff, but I don't understand it that much. But it seems to be that the heavier wire, the heavier gauge wire, that may be one of the most important things, if there was one thing that you want to make sure that you have when it comes to rigging out, right?
Definitely, yeah. Everything we do, we either use that E2 harness, or we install a separate harness just so we don't overload that one. And we use, at a minimum, we use 10 gauge to every unit, even if it's going to be a Helix 7. We use 10 gauge wire to everything, and that is how you can you get the most out of your units, for sure. You set it right there.
Now, when people come to you, can they actually buy the units from you as well, or do you just do the rigging? They come to you with their units?
Yes, sir. We sell everything. You know, we've got everything from Garmin to Powerhouse Lithium to Impulse Lithium to Lowrance Electronics. We've got everything here on the shelves. You know, we're a one-stop shop.
Yeah, I would say, and you know, we have Impulse Lithium on the show as well. I got that in the boat. I would say that's probably one of the biggest innovations that nobody really talks about too much is the lithium battery in terms of, you know, what it means to electronics and what it means to keep everything going now that we've ramped up these electronics so much.
Oh, for sure. Yes, sir. Yeah. Lithium batteries, without the innovation of lithium batteries, we would never have jumped this far with the units, just because you would have never been able to power them. So, you know, on my boat, I've got a 9219 Garmin. I couldn't imagine how many lead acids it would take to run that thing all day. I mean, it's definitely the biggest innovation, the biggest necessity in a boat nowadays, I should say.
Caleb Hudson with us comes right out of the college series and into the elite series now after having a great season on the year in the opens is where it all started. And you had to feel like, well, this isn't going to work out after 10 time. I mean, you had a bad tournament there and you were, you know, 124th in that tournament, but rallied like crazy, 52nd at Chesapeake Bay, then the 7th at the Waddington at the St. Lawrence River, and then had the nice run through the EQs, but it didn't really start out that great for you.
No, sir, not at all. Yeah, no. The regular season was really a tough one on me. The 10 time was my biggest nightmare come true. It was, you know, was afraid to go do this. I damaged my boat in practice. I mean, it was that place was my worst nightmare come true for sure. And then tournament day, you know, I knew I wasn't on much. Definitely, you can see by my finish, I sent it a little too hard, trying to catch a big bag, and I just never connected there. I'm not sure what happened there, but we do get to get a little bit of revenge later.
Yeah,
on
I was gonna say you. Beach, so. I was gonna say you got a shot at it to go back and get after it as well. It's gonna start at Gunnersville. What is your take? You know, here you are. You're an electronics guy. What's your take on having no forward facing for half the tournament starting at Gunnersville?
You know, I mean, without getting political, you know how it is nowadays talking about it. Yeah. But, you know, I'm obviously, of course, I'm a young buck. I grew up with it. I can fish without it. You know, I've been fishing since way before it was out also, though. But from a business standpoint for myself, I love it. It's great. I probably get at least two questions a week. You know, somebody comes in and they're like, now, if I buy this live scope, are they going to take it from me? I'm like, no, man, nobody's coming to take it from you. You know, you're safe. You know, so it has people a little worried, you know, from a business standpoint. But from a fishing standpoint, I wish we had it at all, you know, all night event. Definitely. It's going to be a challenge, you know, especially just, you know, like everyone knows, those fish have been, for the last 3 years, those fish have become accustomed to, you know, getting off some traditional areas and stacking up, you know, not on as many bars and stuff like that, just because, you know, the effects of forward facing sonar. Yeah. And so without it now, it's going to be a little bit more difficult just because, you know, you still got your Saturday morning tournament guys out there that still have it. They're going and beating those fish up. And then we're going to show up and be basically handicapped to even the local guys. It's crazy to think about, but.
Yeah, but it's a level field for everybody. And you guys are the best in the world. So, you know, I think that's.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's a level playing field for all of the elite guys, and that's what makes it. That's what's going to make it interesting, and that's what's going to make it really fun the whole season.
Caleb Hudson has been
from either side.
Yeah, Caleb Hudson has been our guest. Caleb, I appreciate you. Congratulations on the trifecta. I will see you at Gunnersville, and we're looking forward to a great season from you.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you. That's Caleb Hudson. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone or other device, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on an Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for only $47. Go to omniafishing.com to learn more. And you know, one of the most important things that you need to do on the water is take care of your eyes. The other thing you need to do is not lose your glasses. And I can help you with both those issues with Amphibia Eye Gear. Amphibia glasses feature ANSI protective lenses. And get this, they float. These are premium sunglasses for fishing or styling, and they come in many styles and lens types. I like the Lotus frame for driving or running around, and the Eclipse wraparound frames for on the water. For low light, go with the cold gold lenses. And for bright sunshine, it's the Blue Ice lenses, or try the Sandstorm lens for all-purpose pairs. Now, premium quality doesn't have to come with a ridiculous price tag, and Amphibia Eye Gear has an even better deal for listeners of Bassmaster Radio. Use the promo code BASS25 at checkout to get 25% off your entire order. That's BASS25 for 25% off. Visit AmphibiaEyeGear.com to shop now. That's AmphibiaEyeGear.com, and they make a great holiday gift as well. Congrats to the 9 freshly minted elites and the 1 returning vet, Russ Lane. With all the negativity and drama that seems to surround the sport at times, it was great to see these 10 men celebrate their qualification to the elites with a champagne shower and the pure joy and relief that they showed for making it to the top of the sport. You'll meet them all in the coming weeks. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.